Absolutely. KV8 Ollie. Anyways, so there's a few things there, if you notice, you know, and it's a primitive campground. There's no lights, there's no, you know, there's no running water, there's no showers. They got flawless bathrooms, but I like keeping things clean and relatively orderly as far as that goes, and that really helps those milk jugs. Now, I sent you a link to where they drop ship them to Walmart. That was a pretty good price, I thought, for those the same thing. But you really need one for cold water and one for hot water.
So, yeah, it wouldn't hurt that. KVOE88GDK. It wouldn't hurt to have a third one just for test, but, you know, I'd follow you 100%. I'm not supposing I'm going to get lucky and find a couple on sale somewhere on the side of the road like you were fortunate enough to find, although Marketplace or something, right? But, hey, did you happen to see what price they were asking for those new ones?
I don't know. They were the cheapest ones I found, so I sent everybody I liked a link to them. If you go back a little further in our links, you'll find them. There were actual links, I believe. They dropped ship them to Walmart. They were cheap. Everybody else wants $100 for them. They were like 35 or 45 or something.
All right, cool. What do they call them, like, if you would search for them? Milk jugs or stainless water? Okay, what do they call them?
Yeah, I don't know. You have to look back, scroll back through. You'll find them. They're not that old a link. They're before we left.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're right about making camp organized and clean. And, you know, if you guys do that a lot, or like Cheryl and I were doing that a lot, to try to make like little racks, a way to organize and keep stuff together and everything would be pretty cool. You know, almost like a chuck wagon where everything's got its place, little home there, and it's all kept nice and in good shape and everything, you know.